It's finally happened. Mathematics has become a public health issue. No, I'm not talking about the rash of stomach aches that can wipe out an entire classroom on the morning of a math exam, or even the spate of temporary insanity that overcomes a crowd of sports fans shouting they are number one. No, I'm talking about the millennial fever that's become an epidemic of global proportions. The number 2000 is now a worldwide obsession, even the cause of a newly diagnosed disease, a virus. And I think it's time that trained mathematics professionals everywhere stood up to offer our services. If you can't count on a mathematician at a time like this, who can you count on? You see, historically, mathematicians have not only known a lot about numbers, but they've also known a lot about the calendar, the precise astronomical measurements necessary to accurately match a calendar to the seasons can require some pretty sophisticated mathematics. So it's no surprise that the most accurate early calendars were found in the most mathematically advanced cultures, like that of the Mayans, a people that inhabited Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula around the year 100 AD. The Mayans were one of the first civilizations to discover and use the notion of zero, and even seemed to have computed pi to within 1/10,000th of its exact value. They knew enough trigonometry to design a calendar that was accurate to within 11 minutes a year. Accurate calendars are important for both physical and spiritual well-being. On the one hand, they're necessary for agricultural purposes, giving a schedule for growing crops. On the other hand, a good calendar is also needed to keep track of the religious holidays, which were in fact often tied to agricultural events. For this reason, in many cultures, the calendar was kept by the religious leaders, who were also the chief astronomers and mathematicians. Our current Gregorian calendar of 365-day years and necessary leap years is due to Pope Gregory XIII, who ordered its adoption in 1582. Due to the inaccuracies of the calendar then in use, when Pope Gregory made this announcement, he also had to skip ahead 11 days to reconcile the correct calendar with the incorrect one. Catholics all around the world went to sleep on October 4th and woke up on October 15th. One of the recent points of confusion about the coming year 2000 is whether or not this really is the millennium, or a millennium for that matter. A millennium is a period of 1,000 years, so no matter what, every day is the end of a millennium from some initial day. If you take as your start date January 1 in the year 1, then our coming New Year's Day is only 1,999 years past that, so that in fact, the 21st century doesn't start until January 1st, 2001. But if you take as your first day, January 1, the year 1000, then in a few weeks we will have completed a millennium. The problem, of course, is that we humans decided to begin counting with 1 instead of 0. If you think about counting as a way of listing a collection of objects, then it's not really such a big surprise. And in fact, the numbers 1, 2, 3, and so on are called the natural numbers. So while even though there is archaeological evidence that we've been counting for over 20,000 years, we've only been using zero for about the past 2,000. So, on behalf of mathematicians everywhere, I'd like to apologize for all of the calendrical confusion. But hey, what do you expect when you put mathematicians and religious leaders in charge of a dating service? From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.